KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have cloudy skies, light rain or drizzle, and 35 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. We look for light rain or some light snow today, with sleet possible at times during the transition of a high around 38. In state news, flooding has forced the Iowa Department of Transportation to close several highways in the eastern and southern part of the state. Highway 34 is closed in both directions where it meets U.S. Highway 65 west of Sheraton in south central Iowa, and portions of U.S. Highway 65 are also closed in that same area. Iowa Highway 5 is closed just south of Knoxville near Attica, and Iowa Highway 92 is closed just west of Oskaloosa due to flooding. Radar readings show the latest storms have dropped anywhere from 5 to 6 inches of rain across parts of southern Iowa. Flash flooding has been reported in other parts of the state. In the eastern Iowa town of Solon, some residents turned out to fill sandbags for protecting the city's sewage plant. News time is 8:02.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In local news, the City of Atlantic received another Tree City USA Award. The event was held a couple of weeks ago. Dolly Bergman, volunteer with Trees Forever, told the Atlantic City Council during their meeting Wednesday evening that the award recognizes the city for the work its employees and Trees Forever volunteers do with regard to tree planting and care. Bergman said there are four standards the city must meet in order to qualify for the Tree City USA Award.
One, you have to have a tree board or a department, which officially Trees Forever Group is the tree board. We have a tree care ordinance. There is a community forestry program with an annual budget of at least $2 per capita, an Arbor Day observation, and proclamation.
Bergman said the hardest part is coming up with a budget to meet the $2 per capita requirement. She says if it wasn't for money the Trees Forever spends in the community, Atlantic wouldn't make it because of what is in the budget for tree maintenance, new trees, and so on. According to Bergman, in 2012, between the Parks Department and Trees Forever, $15,668 was spent on tree planting and maintenance, which, when added with the $2 per capita for Atlantic's population of 7,112, allowed the city to just barely qualify for the award. A new Tree City USA flag will be placed in the city park to replace last year's flag.
This is the 18th year that Atlantic has been able to become a Tree City USA.
Bergman said the city council and residents should be proud of the award, which is usually presented on the first Tuesday of April of each year. She said in Iowa, there were only 89 communities that qualified for the award for the past year. In other business, Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones announced the city has some new police reserve officers.
Last Wednesday night, I swore in some police reserves, found a bunch of gentlemen. If you see them out there, tell them thank you, because that's all volunteer work they're doing, and they help out the chief's budget quite a bit. And it's nice to see people volunteering for that, because that's not, you know, they're still carrying a badge and a uniform, and they still get the same ridicule, I think, the regular police. So, you know, tell them thank you, and they appreciate what they're doing.
And John Lund, assistant to the city administrator Doug Harris, reported the restrooms at both the city and Sunnyside Parks are now open for the season. Lund said also that letters will be sent out within the next few weeks to property owners with regard to the city's minimum maintenance code for those properties which are an eyesore and in need of sprucing up. The code requires property owners to keep structures in reasonably good repair. The Cass County Supervisors on Wednesday approved on the first reading amendments to the County General Assistance Program. A vote on approval followed a public hearing during which there were no comments. The amendments generally serve to clean up the language in the current General Assistance Program policy and eliminates any typographical errors. Additional hearings on the amendments, along with the second and third readings of the ordinance, will take place in subsequent board meetings. In his report to the supervisors, Cass County Engineer Charles Marker said the placement of contract rock along gravel roads and other service areas is grinding to a halt because in part of a supply problem.
They are now out of rock out here at the Atlantic Quarry. They do have the stripping crew in. As soon as the stripping crew is done, they are going to bring the crusher in. But we're still anticipating you're looking at probably the first to the middle of June of getting any more rock out here. And the weather continues like this, where you've got a few stockpiles to hit the worst spots, but Obviously, we do not have rock to do any major road.
Marker said stockpiles of rock in other parts of the county near Highway 71 and the Lewis Road and Highway 92 and County Road N28 south of Cumberland are reserved for those specific areas. The Atlantic Quarry serves the northeast and midsection of the county. He says contract rock is still available from quarries near Red Oak, Corning, and Jefferson to serve specific areas of the county.
We still have rock available to us at the Stannett Quarry, which is down close to Red Oak. We also can go down to Corning and get rock at the Corning and bring it up into the southeast corner, or we can go to the Jefferson Quarry and get the Anita area and Adair area up in there. But it's a long haul from all of those, so we're going to be working around contract rock and actually do some spot rocking at the worst spots. And we're also doing driveways and culverts right now as weather permits.
And Marker says when they haul from those areas, it means longer hours for the county crews and less trips for picking up loads than would normally occur. In other business, Charles Marker said Murphy Contracting has removed the deck from the Hopley Bridge over the Nishnabotna River near the Lewis Research Farm. He said the steel beams under the deck have been removed and will be stored for future use on other smaller bridge projects, such as for a Level B road. MidAmerican Energy is supposed to move a power line on the south side of that bridge sometime within the next week or so to allow the contractor to continue work on the project unobstructed. The number of students enrolled in the design technology program at Iowa Western Community College in Atlantic continues to grow. When the idea for the first of its kind program for a two-year college was proposed, the City of Atlantic and Cass County Board of Supervisors pledged $100,000 each to assist with the infrastructure necessary to make it possible. The first classes began in September of 2011. During a report to the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning, Design Technology Program Chair Joseph Vanstrom said the first students in the two-year program are set to graduate next month and their future looks very bright.
We're going to be graduating four students this May out of the Design Technology, its inaugural class. We have 13 students in the program right now that are in the second class of Design Technology. Currently, we have four internships within Cass County. Four more are in development for this new class of students. Two internships have led to part-time employment after the summer, which means that our students are still contributing to Cass County's economy.
In the case of the other two internships, the students in the class were already working for those employers. Vanstrom says those same companies have expressed interest in hiring the interns or part-time students as full-time employees upon graduation.
Upon graduation for our first class of design technology, we're looking at 100% placement rate within Cass County. So all four of our students are going to be working for a company that's in and around Cass County. Four students have moved to Cass County since the beginning of the program, one for the first class and three for the second class, and one has purchased a home within Cass County.
10 students enrolled in the program the first year it was offered, but only four will graduate in May. Vanstrom says that's because they weren't prepared for the rigorous amount of study the program requires.
This program is not for everybody. It won't be for every person coming off the street. We are losing them due to their lack of math skills. They are not ready for the math required for the program, and so some don't make it through. Some have to kind of readdress where they're at in their math skills and maybe take some more classes to get prepared for the program, and then they can start up again later. So what our goal is to get to our recruits, our students prior to, especially in the high school and down in the middle school, get them prepared in their math skills and make them realize that you will need to know this stuff eventually. You want a good paying job, you'll have to know your math. You'll have to know reading. You'll have to know writing, encouraging these kind of what they call STEM skills, science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
Vanstrom says 30 students are enrolled in the third two-year course, which begins this fall. Those students and the ones currently enrolled will be able to work with a new piece of virtual design equipment the college is purchasing for the department.
What it is, it's a laser mapping system. So if you think of a rangefinder, it takes one point at a time. This takes 48,000 points per second. I could take any object on your table right there and create a virtual model of it just by scanning it with a laser. Once I've done that, I can put it into our machine and I can replicate it. The way that technology is coming about, it is not the big pieces of technology. It's the little bits that can leverage your existing infrastructure.
And he said three companies in partnership with the college plan to purchase 3D printer system to expand their research and design abilities. The students in the design tech program at Iowa Western Community College in Atlantic have already used the 3D system to create functional objects as part of their curriculum. An expansion of the Cass County Center was made possible by a $22.5 million bond referendum approved by the voters in 13 Southwest Iowa counties last December. The construction will be complete in the summer of 2014. It means that more room for the design technology department and a commons area for the students to enjoy. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, 3 to 5 volunteer firefighters and a law enforcement officer who were at a Texas fertilizer plant fire before the building exploded last night are believed to be some of those that were killed during the explosion. Authorities say up to 15 people died in the powerful explosion at the plant in the Texas town of West that also leveled blocks in every direction. The Pope sent a tweet asking people to pray for the town. President Obama may be visiting first responders and people wounded in the Boston Marathon bombing when he travels to Boston today. Obama will attend an interfaith service for the 3 people killed and more than 170 wounded. A fund will be set up for the bombing victims to be managed by an attorney who also managed the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. The U.S. Senate plans to vote today on 2 amendments to a gun control bill. One would bolster federal mental health programs. Yesterday, senators rejected broader federal background checks and bans on assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition magazines. Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot in the head 2 years ago, accuses those who opposed the regulations of cowardice. A Pennsylvania woman who was killed while trying to help a domestic violence victim is one of 22 people being honored today with Carnegie medals for heroism. Stacy Lynn Filing stopped to help a woman who in 2010 had been shot by her husband and was running away from him. The woman got away, but the husband confronted Filing and killed her. And the latest report on jobless claims suggests the job market could rebound this month after slowing sharply in March. The Labor Department says the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits increased by just 4,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 352,000. The less volatile 4-week average rose to 361,250. News time is 8:12.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-4667.
In the funeral announcements, Barbara Havens Harris, age 83, of Wyota, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Barbara Harris will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Hugh Rusty Bailey, age 60, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died last Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Rusty Bailey will be today at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jean Soulgrove Lowry, age 90, of San Diego, California, and formerly of Bridgewater, died Sunday at the home of her son in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jean Lowry will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Louis Andreessen, age 80, of Manning, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Louis Andreessen will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bonnie Moore, age 80, of Oakland and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. A visitation for Bonnie Moore will be held this evening from 4 until 7 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dean Stiles, age 76, of Dexter, died Sunday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. A memorial service for Dean Stiles will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Nioma Clausen, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday in Blair, Nebraska. Funeral services for Nioma Clausen will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Delbert Dwayne Johnson, age 81, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Delbert Johnson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Richard Hochstetter, age 55, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. No services are planned for Richard Hochstetter. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.